This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We are red hot rolling this frigid Saturday evening, the 17th of February, 2024. Walter, how we doing, my friend?
You know me. I don't care if it rains or freezes as long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car. Oh, yeah.
Right. And I understand it's a little bit chilly tonight in eastern Tennessee. What's the current temperature at your home, sir?
It sucks. How about that? It sucks degrees.
It sucks degrees. Outstanding. Anyways, a special shout-out to our special listeners, Lil Billy Keebler, and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, known as the Cellar Savers, be safe, one and all. As always, we want to start the show off reading the names of members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Sergeant Nevada Krinke of the Sheridan, Wyoming Police Department, end of watch, February 13th, 2024. His killer is shot and dead. Patrol Officer Jonah Hernandez of the Las Cruces, New Mexico Police Department, end of watch, February 11th, 2024. His killer, fortunately, is also shot and dead. Anyways, Walt, first story tonight, we want to cover the crime that took place in Fulton County, Georgia. Not of the 45th president and his 14 co-defendants, but the district attorney for Fulton County, Georgia, which is the hub of the capital of Georgia, and the also the seat of in Atlanta, Georgia. Talk about one Fannie Willis. Walt, why don't you start us off tonight about what's going on with the district attorney charged with charging Donald Trump and his co-defendants in corruption?
Yeah, Fannie Willis. She pronounces it Fonny, and so does her father, because she had daddy testify yesterday also. You know how much he's in the upscale African-American community, you know, going through Harvard and such, you know. Anyway, besides the fact that she's a district attorney there in Georgia, and she appointed her boy toy to prosecute the case, paid him monies more than other prosecutors, and then it would come to light that they were having a romantic relationship, and the romantic relationship allegedly started in 2019, you know, not 2022, like she's alluded to. But she finally took the stand in, under, examination. She's asked, you know, questions about, integrity and, her relations with Mr. Wade and, money. Infidelities, inappropriateness, and it seems Miss Willis has decided to take the posture and attitude of, how dare you ask me these kinds of questions? She's very smug, very defiant, verbally brawling with the attorneys asking her questions, repeating that she's not the one on trial, but actually it's not so much a trial as it is a hearing. We understand that. But the outcome of this hearing is going to determine whether she acted inappropriate, causing concern for the Trump prosecution, which if she's found to be guilty of nepotism, well, nepotism is like hiring your family member, but, you know, hiring her boyfriend for that sake and paying him enough in such a big case where he'll have a reputation as he goes on in life. She's in some deep doo-doo, but she is as smug as they come. You know, she may have gone through Harvard and went to best law schools, post-law, pre-law, district attorney's office, but she's just acting like a ghetto rat on the stand that got caught with a dime bag of dope and doesn't want to go to jail. You know, she is just an arrogant, arrogant person. She's not coming across as an honest person. She's not coming across. She's coming across as a defendant. Okay. You know, an uneducated defendant who is fed up with society and the laws put forth by society that she should follow. And she is not coming across very well. The judge needed to remind her a number of times to just answer the question. And she insists that if they're not yes and no answers, that she has to add a story or an anecdote or a synopsis when asked a yes or no question. One attorney, you know, tries to cut her off, and she complains to the judge, I'm not finished with my answer. And the judge is saying, it's a yes or no question. I think you were finished. But if you choose to talk, go ahead, keep talking. The judge has had enough of her. The attorneys have had enough of her. The state attorneys, I believe, her underlings that are there in the courtroom, have had enough of her also. I don't believe this is the way one would or one should act in such a matter on, you know, national TV. If she's trying to make a name for herself for something that goes on down in the future, I think she's failing greatly. Now, whether or not there was inappropriateness is yet to be determined. The judge, it's going to be in his hands, and he will make a ruling on this in the coming days. It's a good thing it's a three-day weekend for some people, but I suspect sometime middle of next week he will have a ruling on whether she acted inappropriately and declare a mistrial in the Trump case. And if that happens, that's it. There's really nothing further they could do. Who are they going to put in charge of prosecuting, you know, the president, the 45th president, if there's no district attorney? She will be probably declared, she's going to need to be recused or recuse herself from the case because she just can't do anything. Her daddy came to back up what she was saying about her lover, that he didn't know who it was. And then she would say that he was never with me in my townhouse. He was never with me in this place. He was never with me in that place. But somewhere along the line, they had an intimate affair. So they had it somewhere. She's not denying it. She's just not saying where or how often. But they did go on trips. And there is no paper trail because she was paying him in cash. And according to him, he doesn't like banks. He has cash in his home, as does she. And we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars in cash that they say that they use on these trips. So no one can really say where they were. It's amazing when people in power do this kind of stuff, and seems like she's going to get a slap on the wrist one way or the other, and life is going to move on. Somebody like you and me, if we attested to that on a stand, in any kind of injunction in a courtroom, we'd have our asses handed to us as just layman people, you know, just average citizens. So I think the judge is going to rule on this based on that.
Right. Well, it's an absolute mess, and it's a travesty. She should be disbarred and removed from office. Anyways, coming up, talk about the Kansas City, Missouri shooter, why nobody's talking about it. Also, people who act like they're not. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back on 75 Radio. Take care, boys.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 75 Radio.
All right, we are back. We were talking about Fannie Willis, our first segment. Couple of things. I mean, who has thousands of dollars of cash lying around the house? I mean, these people dealing dope. Her boyfriend, Fannie Willis's boyfriend, I forgot his name. Nathan Wade. He took trips on the company's business account using the company credit card and deducted the wrote the trips off on his taxes. I mean, these people have no shame. But hopefully, they get disbarred, get thrown on their ass, and whatever happens in this trial, if it does go forward, Trump has a very, very good case for an appeal. Anyways, moving right along to Kansas City, Kansas. Early this week, the people of Kansas City had a big parade celebrating the Chiefs Super Bowl win. And then some piece of human garbage decided to open fire, shooting 23 people, killing one and injuring 22, including 9 children. It wasn't just one shooter. It was a man, adult male, and I guess 2 juveniles. So these people are arrested, locked up, but for some reason, we don't know who these people are. There's a picture on our website, 75radio.org, of possibly the shooter, but we don't know. I did some as much research as I could to find out who the person is that did the shooting, why they did it, and this is all I could garner up. And what's funny is that the arrest of this individual is public record. We have a right to know if this who the person is that got locked up, and the mugshot. Perfect example, look at one President Donald Trump. His mugshot was released. His public record was released. His name, is the charges, and the next court date, as well as the mugshot. But the police are saying nothing. And the media is absolutely saying nothing. And it's kind of interesting because you look at Kyle Rittenhouse, who was 17 at the time, running up and down with AR-15 and did shoot three people in self-defense. That case was obvious. His name was plastered everywhere. And then you had a fellow teenager, Nick Salmon. His picture and information was plastered everywhere, including by CNN. And all the kid did was stand in a group formation with his class in Washington, D.C., while some old guy harassed him. But I think we kind of know why the media is being quiet on this one, because if you look at the picture, it does not look like a person who is a part of 7-5 Radio, well, the male part. I think this person is part of protected class, minority, homosexual, Jewish, Muslim, but he's not a straight white Christian male, so they're gonna hold him, they're gonna hold the identity or information as much as they can. Well, what say you? Do we know who shot those poor people in Kansas City?
Well, you know, first reports, because I was watching it, you know, I heard about it and I watched it from the beginning. From what I heard, from what I saw, was a young person who identified as something other than the sex that person was born with. Right? Because I get confused, you know, trans man, trans woman. I just get confused. So it's a trans person that I saw of the brown community. I don't know how else to freaking put it. You know, I'm trying to be correct, but I sound stupid. You know,
Just say what it is.
Yeah, somebody from the brown community that's trans, period. Like you said, it's not a white guy. How about that? It's not a white kid like Rittenhouse, like you said. So it's amazing that the lid has been kept on this. And they arrested three people. One they let go because they proved that he wasn't part of the shooting, okay? But they gave no information on that. And whoever it is, they have you in custody, period. And, of course, the investigation is ongoing. Whatever, Now, if Kansas City lost, you know, would these two people have been in San Francisco? Or were there two people in San Francisco also prepared to do the same thing, you know, depending on what city it was in? So, I don't know. It seems to me that the correct is a trans person, non-white. That's what I saw.
Right.
And then, like you said, it got shut down. It got shut down.
Right. So, but if you look at the picture on our website, you see the guy. He does not look trans whatsoever. He's wearing like a red sweatsuit. But what's funny is that the two cops are that are standing over this guy. We don't even know if this is the actual shooter or just a different crime scene. The two cops over the person are both black, which is funny, but which is interesting. But you know, but guess what? You know, the left will say the two cops standing over this guy in handcuffs are still white supremacists, just like the five cops in Memphis that beat that poor guy to death were also white supremacists. But it just, again, this is time and time again, it's very interesting because we have no clue what the name, what the gender, what the photo of the alleged shooter in Kansas City looks like. Down in Texas, when somebody walked into Joel Osteen's church and opened fire, they had a AR-15 that said Free Palestine. Luckily, they had some cops there. I don't recall if they're on duty or off duty. and took care of that individual who was a transgender immigrant. We don't know the immigration status. That story went away really quick, as well as the shooting in Orlando, Florida at the Pulse nightclub, which is a gay nightclub filled with, obviously, gay people doing whatever they do. They have a right to assemble and be with their own kind to do whatever it is that they want to do with consenting adults. It's a nightclub, not one of these bathhouses or whatnot. So some Muslim individual walks into the nightclub with a rifle and just opens fire, killing numerous people. And that went away really, really quickly. The story came out, mass shooting at a gay nightclub, and then found out who did it, and then that went away real quickly. And it was the political cesspool that did a whole hour talking about this incident, because I listened to the show with bated breath. It was Sean Bergen, Jim Lancia were talking, and then James Edwards, he was just the MC doing the lead in and the lead out. And what was really interesting is that they were talking in depth about the whole incident, and we obviously have major issues with the gay community trying to going after our kids, but we'll save that for another show. But, you know, the political cesspool talked about the mass shooting of homosexual people minding their own business, being with their own people, doing whatever they want to do. You know, that's their right. And some maggot just came in, opened fire, and, you know, real conservative media talked about it, but mainstream media killed it, killed the story because it doesn't fit the narrative. And what's funny, you don't see for Kansas City, you don't see the people like what's the idiot from Florida that goes around screaming for more gun control, even though he has armed security? David Hogg. You don't see David Hogg in Kansas City run around like an idiot. Kamala Harris did open her mouth for a little bit, but that was it. You don't see everybody saying, oh, we need gun control, we need more of this, we need more of that. So we all know who did the shooting. Now, I don't care if it was the kid in South Carolina. I forgot his name. Dylan Roof. I don't care if it's this guy. I don't care if the guy in Orlando. They all need to be executed as soon as humanly possible, because we do not put up with murdering individuals. Unfortunately, this society, we just let them go. You know, just like, you know, you beat up New York City cops. You know, here's your desk appearance ticket. Make sure you show up to court. If you don't show up to court, you know, nothing we can do. Say again.
And then he got locked up again.
Yep.
Same guy.
Yeah, he got yeah. Yep. And then the other guys, they were headed to California, but luckily they got caught at a bus station in Phoenix. But, you know, that's, you know, who knows? This person probably is out on bail, you know, killing this poor lady. Supposedly it was a dispute over something while opening fire on kids, you know, and, you know, they probably got a desk appearance ticket or ROR, return on reconnaissance, and just left town. Well, you got any other comments about this situation in just not only in Kansas City, but all over America?
You know, all the gun control freaks come out of the woodwork, you know, again, you know, and it's just another smokescreen. You know, they're full of crap. If they were going to do something about it, it would have been done by now, but there's really nothing to do about it. You can't take guns away from the people that are allowed to have them. And sometimes the people that commit these crimes are people that are allowed to have guns until after they commit a crime. So, you know, with that gun. So, you know, it is what it is. This is the world that we live in now. Take it or leave it. I'm not changing my personal life for anything. I still go to concerts. I still go to restaurants. I still, you know, walk the streets, you know, in town. You know, I shop, I go shopping, I go to malls, I go to gas stations, you know, I do what I've always done. And if my time comes, it comes. And nothing is going to be done about it anyway.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about people who pretend to be something that they're not. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Cinefy Radio. Take it away, boys.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Ukraine has given Russia a win. Troops have withdrawn from the frontline city of Avdiivka to avoid being surrounded. Russia has been trying to capture the city for months. It's the most significant territorial gain for Russian forces since they took the eastern city of Bakhmut last May. The battle for the industrial hub has been one of the bloodiest of the two-year war. Russia, meanwhile, trying to develop a nuclear space weapon that would destroy satellites in orbit around the Earth with a massive energy wave. President Joe Biden reassured the American people.
There is no nuclear threat to the people of America or anywhere else in the world with what Russia is doing at the moment.
The technology being called a nuclear EMP, basically a pulse of electromagnetic energy and highly charged particles that would disrupt satellites, cell phones, TV, the internet, just about everything. The weapon is still being developed. Former President Donald Trump was very clear about how he feels about the order to pay over $350 million, as in the final verdict of his New York civil fraud trial.
Comes out of Biden. It's a witch hunt against his political opponent, the likes of which our country has never seen before.
His son Eric, also implicated, was baffled by the judgment.
You have a company like ours that had paid over $300 million in taxes to a city. My father built the skyline of New York City. And this is the thanks he gets?
The Trumps do plan on appealing that verdict, but sources say the former president and his co-defendants will likely need to come up with the full judgment of $355 million before they can move ahead with that. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we are back. This segment we're going to call People Who Pretend to Be Something That They Are Not. You'll know what I'm talking about in a second. First, we'll talk about the gift that keeps on giving. Fake black lady Rachel Dolezal made news once again. Yay. Now, in 2015, she made international headlines when she was outed as a white lady. What am I talking about? This lady would dress up as a black person, get the hair done, look like a Sideshow Bob, get a tan, walk around, I don't know if it's a tanning salon or spray in a can, and tell everybody she was black. She'd be the... She had a job teaching black studies at some college in the Northwest, and she was also president of the local chapter of the NAACP and claimed that some black gentleman was her father. And then it turns out that she was born and is currently white. Unlike your gender nowadays, I guess once you're born a certain race, you're going to stay that race. Then a couple years later, she made news when she started an OnlyFans account. Now, I looked at some of the pictures of Ms. Dolezal's OnlyFans account, and it is not much to look at. And I don't know why people would pay money to see her to do things, see her with no clothes on and do other things, be a master of her own domain if for you Seinfeld fans. But anyways... she made news once again in 2024 as she changed the name to Nikhil Diallo. And she was fired from her job as an elementary school teacher because it was leaked that she does have an explicit OnlyFans account. And I just, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Dolezal was also charged with welfare fraud years ago. it's like, I guess she's really black. She's collecting welfare, unmarried mother of kids, no dad in the house. So, anyways, if I had a kid in the school that she was teaching at, I would be mad that Dolezal was teaching at the school, not because of her OnlyFans account where she's doing things, but God only knows what type of garbage she's feeding in my kids' heads. And yet, once again, Michael Savage proves that liberalism is a mental disorder. Walt, you got any comments on the fake black lady?
I've seen some pictures of her lately, just headshots, pardon the pun. Just her face is what I'm talking about. And she's white again. I think my butt cheeks are more tan than her face is now. So no. I don't really think that why in the hell was she hired to begin with? Okay. Did she put on her application to get to this school position? Whatever it is, she's a fraud. She's an opportunist. There's certain people that, she's a pig. Okay, she's a pig. She tried to sell herself as a black woman. Now she's trying to sell herself as some kind of
sex symbol.
I don't know. Yeah. So
right, but now you look at the if you look at the pictures of her at the school, she does have her hair in braids and a beehive or something like that, with a dark skin tone. But she still, and plus, she took the name of. Her first name is something we can't pronounce, and her last name is Diallo. The most famous Diallo on the planet was some poor dude who got was in the wrong place, wrong time, and just didn't comply with officers' orders. But I'm not going to talk about that. Al Sharpton used Amadou Diallo's name to try to burn the city of New York down, and thankfully, Mayor Giuliani prevented New York City from burning down. So you got any anything else on this fake black woman and her horde photos?
No. No.
All right. Moving not right all. Along, the next fake person. One, Dickie Levine is at it again. The Department of Health and Human Services released a video with Levine talking about how climate change is affecting black people more than white people. You know, I got a whole bunch of issues with this, especially yours truly as a veteran of the United States Navy. In the video, Dickie refers himself as an admiral. Now, admiral is the title of a flag officer, 07 or above, in a branch of the military that has to deal with navigation of international waters or the Coast Guard. Now, my thing is that he calls himself admiral. He's a member of the U.S. Public Health Service, which is a paramilitary organization, and they just gave him the title. He didn't come in as a their version of as a 01, working from 01 to 07 or better. He's like a 09 or 010. Those in the military know what I'm talking about. He's never had to clamp down, never had to stand watch at sea, never went out to sea, never had to participate in general quarters, and just decided to put on a uniform, a female uniform, and go around as Chester Nimitz. You know, my thing is that people earned that title, but it was given to him. You know, I had to take a test and do a whole bunch of other things for me to make the rank that I made, even though I was an enlistee. And, you know, to be honest, I had very little respect for most officers in the commissioned officer community of the Navy. But those who I did respect for, 99% of them came in as enlistees. Anyways, moving right along, Dickie Levine talks about how climate change affects blacks more than whites. You know, but my secondly, both black people and white people live on the same planet. Now, if it rains in Compton's, it's going to rain in Beverly Hills. If it rains in Harlem, it's going to rain in the Upper West Side of Manhattan Island. If it rains in Anacostia in Washington, D.C., it's going to rain in Georgetown. If it's cold in Georgetown, it's cold in Anacostia. I mean, it's he makes no sense. And how does so-called climate change affect black people more than white people? He does not. Again, this 1 minute video, if you go on a website, it does not make any sense. It's like, climate change affects the physical and mental health of black people more than white people. Like, okay, do white people have is there a special dome they live under? Is there they get some special medication that black people don't get? And third of all, the most obvious, Dickie Levine is a man pretending to be a woman. I don't know if he had the surgery to get stuff removed or put on or taken off or hormones. I don't know, and I don't care. My thing is that nobody should take him seriously. He needs to be removed from his position. He needs to have his license to practice medicine removed. And we need somebody in his or her position or its position to talk about real health concerns that's going on in this country. Talk about the over-medication of our people. Talk about fentanyl. Talking about the obesity epidemic. Talking about generic drugs coming in from China that are garbage. Talk about the garbage in our foods. You know, we're addicted to fast food and microwavable food and, you know, something quick and easy. And there's just so much garbage, so much chemicals, so much other stuff that should not be in our food. I mean, you know what should be in our food? Food. That's it. But he'd rather talk about climate change affecting black people. He'd rather talk about mutilating our kids that just think they want to be a girl because their trainee school teacher says, "Oh, if you're a boy and you think you want to be a girl, go be a girl, and we'll help you go through surgery and not tell your parents." That's Dr. Richard Levine or Admiral Richard Levine. Well, what say you about Chester No Nuts?
Listen, you know, I like when you cover a story. You cover it from front to back, and this so-called, you know, admiral is, like I said, somebody who's pretended to be something it's not. Useless. I'm so glad my kids are out of the school system.
You're lucky because, you know, unfortunately, my situation, my kids are still in the public school systems. And around here, the cost of private education for elementary and high school is ridiculous. It's like sending your kids to a four-year private college. And anyways, we come back. We'll talk about my awesome Valentine's Day. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, we are back. Early this week, we celebrated Valentine's Day. Walt, how was your Valentine's Day?
It was, you know, like one of my holidays. Nice and quiet, the way I like it.
You didn't do anything fun or exciting with that lady friend of yours?
No.
No. Nice. You didn't, like, watch a nice romantic movie on Netflix or anything like that?
No.
Oh. Nice and blunt. Anyways, I want to let everybody know what I did for Valentine's Day. I'm going to try to keep this PG-13. If you do have little ones, you know, you might have to switch the channel. Anyways, for this past Valentine's Day, I took a moonlight cruise on the Potomac River, which is really nice. And then I went and got a massage using a coupon I got from a gift for a couple's massage. I used that for free. Then I went to a nice Italian restaurant around the corner from my house. Ran by this old couple from back home. It was a real authentic, like, New York Italian restaurant. Had the white and red checkerboard tablecloth. It had the candle in the wine bottle, dimly lit. No microwaves in the place. They had the old Italian gentleman playing violin, just absolutely beautiful. And it was, the restaurant was crowded, but you know, it was nice. And then went to a nice four-star hotel because, well, frankly, I live in something that you see in Sanford and Son. Had a box of strawberry and chocolates, champagne, bubble bath. Went to the room, started playing some Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, and Luther Vandross on the Bluetooth. And, you know, had a nice bubble bath. And it was a very, very romantic evening. And fun was had by all. Any questions, Walt, on my interlude?
No questions that I could ask on the air, that's for sure.
Right. Well, aren't you asked who I was with?
Did you pay her in cash?
No, I didn't pay her in cash. Well, but for your information, I was by myself. I had another Valentine's Day by myself. Now, when I checked in the hotel, the guy behind the desk looked kind of worried. He was like, "You got the champagne, you got the flowers, you got the strawberries and chocolate. Like, who are you with?" "Oh, just me."
I bet he thought you were going to off yourself.
Negative. I owe too many people too much money. But anyways, that was my Valentine's Day. If you look on the website, I had to draw a Valentine's Day card for my son. He was short one for Valentine's Day. The kids in his class were giving each other Valentine's Day. So I show up at my ex-wife's house, and she's like, "Oh, you got to make a card." I was like, "What? Why make a card?" So I made a card. I wrote just "Happy Valentine's Day." And then I drew a little Valentine with legs and a face, and he was sad. But if you open the card, it was two Valentine hearts holding each other's hand with a smile. Then I took a picture of this and sent it to both Danelle and Heather, the first ladies of radio, with postage due. They didn't quite like it. I don't know why. Postage is a little bit expensive, but they got the money. Anyways, moving right along, our final story. Planned Parenthood is looking for customers. What am I talking about? Planned Parenthood has videos on YouTube to talk about sexuality. And from the looks of it, they hired the granddaughter of Fat Albert. And I guess it's geared towards younger people because, you know, people our age don't need this type of stuff. And the first video is "What is virginity?" And, you know, virginity is simply somebody who has not engaged in sex, period. So Planned Parenthood, which is an oxymoron, they should be renamed Abortion Incorporated, did this horrendous video with, I don't know what to call her, Fat Albert's granddaughter or Eddie Murphy looking like one of the clumps in his Nutty Professor movies. Produced all these videos on sexual activity and then talk about the stigma of virginity. And me as a parent, I started getting upset because I got kids who are of a certain age. And what Professor Klump is not telling people is that virgins have a 100% chance of not getting pregnant, or they have a 100% chance of not getting somebody else pregnant. Virgins have a 100% chance of not getting a sexually transmitted disease, and they have a 100% chance of not dealing with the emotional consequences of sexual activity. So, anyways, you watch this, and they talk about this sex, sexual activities, what to do, how to do it, this, that, and another thing. But none of the morality that should go with engaging in sexual activity, but My theory is that they want to talk about this, get people into doing the hibbity dibbity, as Adam Sandler said in one of his movies, and they get pregnant, and guess what? They get pregnant. They say, "Oh, well, what does Planned Parenthood say? oh, go get an abortion. And I don't want to talk about the time I did have to go to a Planned Parent clinic. It was, frankly, the most evil place I ever been in my entire life. And, folks, I've been to jail. So, anyway, that's for another story. But the good news about my visit, the mother did give birth to the child, and I'll just leave it at that. But, anyways, so they got these videos out talking about sexual activity, encouraging kids to go engage in sexual activity, and oops, come to Planned Parenthood if you have a boo boo, we'll take care of it. And it just absolutely disgusting. It's like, how far gone have we gone to that you have this person? I mean, if you look at the video on a website, that person right there is a good form of birth control, because you want none of that. Well, what say you about Planned Parenthood trying to destigmatize people who are virgins?
No, you know, I don't think that Planned Parenthood should be able to try to draw in juvenile females.
Customers? Right.
Yeah. You know, or men. I mean, you know, juvenile males.
Right.
You know, to let them in on what getting somebody pregnant means and stuff like that. You know, right, I don't think they should. If they have a list, and I'm sure they do, they have a list of underage females. Is, you know, they should contact the parents, if anything. And the parents can say yes or no.
Right, but a couple things, you know, real
they're
quick.
They're taking away the choices that the parents are supposed to be giving the children, the kids.
Right.
You know, if they're addressing females over the age of 18, well, then that's, because I'm sure there are virgins over the age of 18. And if those people want to participate in Planned Parenthood, well, go ahead. But if you're underage, I think that needs to be left alone and stay in the home.
Right. But a couple of things real quick is that, one, the male has no say in the decision that the mother makes. When you go to the clinic, the man has to sit in that god-awful waiting room. It's like hell's waiting room. Then the mother, she's brought in the back to talk about whatever with the so-called health professionals. That's number one. Number two, Planned Parenthood does not want parents of young people to get involved. Because why? Planned Parenthood wants to perform the abortion. Why? Money. Follow the money, either from Medicaid or from the person's health insurance or cash payments or however, you know, numerous ways they get money from abortions. Because, frankly, Planned Parenthood is Abortion Incorporated. That's it. When I went to that clinic many, many years ago, they had a fishbowl of condoms, had a couple of pamphlets about forms of birth control. That's it. And they just want to bring these young ladies in to just have them perform the abortions. And again, fortunately, the person I was with, I'm not going to give any details out for, other than she was a female with child unplanned. She did give birth to a beautiful child who's a productive member of society. But it's just, they have no morals. Anyways. All right, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out, make it. Do not comply.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.